WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenToTheRef.com presents the North Football Show featuring comments from head coach Joey Paradine and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 9 of the high school football season. It is rivalry week in the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference, and this is the North Football Show for this Tuesday afternoon. Huskies coming off a hard-fought 28-20 setback to the Jasper Wildcats in their home regular season finale this past Friday. They will take on the Central Bears on First Avenue this week, and then, of course, have a week off and then get set for the tournament coming up where they drew New Albany, and that'll be a home game coming up in a few weeks. All that today we'll discuss with head football coach Joey Paradine when this North Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach Joey Paradine joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Dan.
All righty. Well, Joey, first and foremost, the Jasper game this past week, 28-20, the final there. Huskies coming up just a little bit short. And I know a big play by Jasper there in the fourth quarter with about 6 minutes left to go. But I know the cliche is something about you don't want to leave points on the field. And this Husky team, unfortunately, had that happen to them on a couple of special teams plays after touchdowns the other night. Then a couple of big plays by Jasper, really the difference in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, just talking about those plays and then ultimately turnovers were obviously our undoing in this game. You know, again, timely penalties, timely turnovers, and just, you know, just those lack of, you know, attention to detail or execution on those certain plays, you know, are things that we continue to try to look at and fix and point to, because, you know, we felt like, you know, we were a player or two away from, you know, being able to be on the other side of this thing.
It just seems like this rivalry with Jasper, I'm not sure if it's a rivalry, but certainly it is with regard to the Southern Indy Athletic Conference. And you look at these two teams and two evenly matched teams going into this one. And that's been kind of the story here with Jasper and with North. I mean, these are usually just like one possession games, very close games. And like I said, a play or two here or there, the kind of the difference in this one. And that certainly was the case this past Friday. Just as you look at things from a positive standpoint, Joy, what are some of the things that you'll take away from this game that you maybe, you know, feel a little bit better about today than you did maybe a week ago at this time?
Yeah, I think first off, I'd start with, you know, how our, you know, running game kind of took off in the second half there while we made some, you know, some changes. We put Luke Grayson in at quarterback, you know, I felt like our running game really seemed to do some good things. We had an extra lineman in the game, excuse me, and, you know, that really seemed to benefit us. And we were able to just kind of continually move the football. But, again, it came back to, you know, we still put ourselves in negative positions whenever we would create some, you know, untimely penalties, whether it was a false start, whether it was a holding call or whatever, and that puts us in behind the chains. And it doesn't really matter, you know, what our, you know, scheme is at that point, whether we're trying to throw the football or run the football. You know, when we do that, it's really hard to have, you know, consistent plays on second and long, third and long. And so we just got to make sure that we kind of clean those things up. But then defensively, again, I think our you know, thing is we do some good things, but then we, you know, do not execute on every single snap. And we did create another turnover for a touchdown, so I think that was a positive. So, you know, there were some things that we looked at and said, yep, that's still where we're heading. We're heading in the right direction, but we're just not there yet.
All right, well, you got a week to go and then an off week before the tournament begins for all the teams there in Class 5A. And, you know, we talk maybe not enough with coaches, but I know, you know, special teams certainly an integral part of the practice each and every week. A lot of that time it's kind of reserved, you know, maybe for the walkthrough on Thursday. But, you know, to have a couple of extra points blocked in that game certainly probably changed the strategy for North, especially in the second half last Friday.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, our first PAT was blocked up the middle, and, you know, it was kind of one of those deals where the kick kind of came off a little low, and the guy got his hand up and blocked it. And then we went ahead and went for two, obviously, to put us back in the game. And then the third PAT attempt, we actually were going to go for two, and we, of course, we line up, and we get a procedure call. And so then at that point, you know, more now we're, instead of, you know, being able to go for a two-point conversion from the three, now we're talking about it from like the, you know we ended up trying to kick the PAT and had some edge pressure and then ended up being blocked again. So regardless, we were going to have to score again. So, you know, that wasn't really the all end all. Just was, we just didn't, you know, execute like we needed to on those. So definitely a point of emphasis with things that we're looking at, whether it's schematically or, you know, just who we're playing personnel-wise, that we're going to make sure we get cleaned up these next few weeks.
All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come right back, continue with this North football show on this Tuesday afternoon here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance.
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the North Football Show this Tuesday afternoon, the Huskies and the Central Bears. We'll talk about this game coming up in our final segment. During this segment, we'll talk about on Sunday night, the Indiana High School Athletic Association announced the pairings for the upcoming state football tournament. And in Class 5A, each of the schools get a week off in between the end of the regular season and the start of the tournament, just four teams in each section. Along with Castle, you've got Floyd Central and New Albany, and the North Huskies drew the New Albany Bulldogs. That game will be at Bundrett Stadium coming up on Friday, November the 1st. And so, Joy, I guess before we talk about New Albany, just the fact that after nine grueling weeks in the SIAC, I mean, you get a week off and get 2 weeks to prepare for your first-round opponent. I know he's probably coach in 5A and 6A, for that matter, really relishes that extra week to prepare.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, a lot of people can look at it in a couple of different ways. Some people, you know, like to have that week where you just continue to, you know, build off what you're doing. And some people really like to have that bye week and get healthy. And so we don't really have a choice in the matter. You know, it is what it is. We are always ready for it. And I feel like, you know, since we've been here at North, our staff has tried to, you know, figure out the best way to prepare for that. And so we've come up with a pretty good strategy after talking with Doug Hurt and what they do to utilize it. And I feel like it's been pretty beneficial for us here the last, you know, few years. So, you know, we'll continue to try to get our guys healthy during that week and ultimately kind of focus on ourselves that first week and then really start to prepare like we would any other week that next week.
Well, I mean, you go into it, too, before the pairings are released on Sunday night. I mean, there's, well, I guess, what, a 33% chance you're going to see, you know, Castle, the team you play in the first round. But, I mean, the other two teams are certainly over there in the Floyd County near Louisville. And New Albany's got to make the long trek over, about 2 hours. So I don't know if you've had a chance. Everything right now this week is all about Central. But is there anything you can tell us about New Albany?
Yeah, not much. I mean, we did see them a little bit this summer. You know, we had a little bit of a summer scrimmage with them. You know, they're always a very athletic team. They're going to be still physical up in front in some of the certain spots. And, you know, they always have some really physical kids. And so, you know, we know that they're explosive. I think they, you know, played pretty early, in that game with Castle last year in the tournament time. So, you know, tournament times, everybody's, you know, amped up, everybody's excited. So, you know, we're just excited that we actually get a home game this year. So it's got to be beneficial, and hopefully we, you know, come out and, you know, are able to kind of establish ourselves early on so that we're not, you know, trying to press, you know, who we are in that second half. And if we can do that, then, you know, obviously then some comfort sets in and you're able to get, you know, able to execute, I think, a little bit more whenever you're not, you know, chasing points or you're not, you know, trying to do some different things to where, you know, kids are, you know, worried about, obviously, it's a winner go home And so I think that's always a big thing, quick starts in those tournament games.
So as far as just, you know, seeing somebody that you haven't seen, and like I said, there was a 1-in-3 chance you'd see Castle again. You know, the two teams are very familiar. So from the standpoint that, you know, Castle's in the other half of the bracket, a win, and then, you know, there's a chance you may see them or Floyd Central. But, you know, just the fact that you guys see somebody else in the opening round of the tournament, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think there's always, you know, some type of excitement, and, you know, people get a little bit, you know, excited about the unknown. So, you know, it's kind of the way it was last year against Floyd Central. You know, we've ultimately drawn in the last 2 years. So just, you know, a different opponent within our sectional, and knowing that, you know, if we win, we still have that opportunity to, you know, we'll be on the road, no matter what, if we win that first round game. So, you know, and we'll be on the road, but, you know, again, it could be an opportunity to, you know, avenge our loss against Castle, or, you know, potentially play another Floyd Central team again. So, either way, we're only worried about, like you said, Central this week, and then we'll, you know, kind of use those next couple weeks to get ready for New Albany, get ourselves healthy, and hopefully make a deep tournament run.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about Central Bears, as that is the appointed for the North Huskies this week when this North show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new places, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and, of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, rivalry week in the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference, and the Central Bears will be hosting the North Huskies coming up on Friday night. Joey Paradine rejoining us. Well, Coach, you take a look at the Central team and Brandon Artis in his second year. They've got the one win over Bossy this year, and I'm talking to him each and every week throughout these shows. You know, Central's been a team that, you know, has maybe put together 12, 15, 20 solid minutes in a game. He's still looking to get a 48-minute game out of his team, and you know, they come into this game probably with not a whole lot to lose. You guys certainly want to come, and it's a rivalry game, so I don't know how much the records even mean at this point when these two teams get together, but just opening your thoughts on Central as you prepare your team this week to play the Bears.
Yeah, again, it's one of those deals where, you know, at the end of the year, you're, you know, hoping to play your best football. So I'm you know, sure – Coach Artis is, you know, teaching and coaching his kids the same way that we're teaching and coaching our kids, which is, you know, hey, we, you know, do a few things differently here, or we do this a little bit better, then, you know, ultimately we feel like we're going to have a much better chance to survive and advance in the next round. And so, you know, I know that they're going to be focused in on this game, and you know, that we've been able to fortunately be on the, you know, the plus side of this, this, you know, matchup the last couple of years, but before that, you know, they were the ones that kind of won and dominated this series. So I know he's trying to get that culture changed and fixed over there, and so I'm assuming this game is going to be very competitive, and you know, his kids are going to be excited to play it, and if we give them opportunities, then they're going to take advantage of them. So we just got to come out and you know, play about as clean a football as we can, and when we do that, it doesn't really matter if we're playing the Central Bears or if we're playing, you know, Memorial Tigers or New Albany or Castle. It doesn't matter who it is. We've just got to make sure that we focus in on those things, and then usually the rest kind of takes care of itself.
This time of the year, Joe, like you said, I mean, next week may give the team a day or two off if you've got the bye week. But just as far as the practice, do you kind of tone it back this time of the year? I mean, you guys have dealt with injuries. Everybody's dealt with injuries. You've had players, you know, miss some games this season. So, you know, you get here to the middle part of October, end of the season, before the postseason gets underway. Practice is a little bit shorter this time of the year, or do you kind of keep things pretty much the same?
We've been honestly kind of tweaking our practices all year long, just trying to find that formula to get us to do, you know, better on certain things. And so, you know, the length of practice we haven't really changed. You know, that's something that we'll, you know, look at next week with our off week and how we're going to, you know, get kids kind of freshened up and making sure that they're as healthy as they can be. But, you know, through the season this year, we're just looking at, you know, kind of changing up and seeing how we can make our practices translate, you know, a little bit better into games and where we can and fix those problem areas that we've been struggling with the same things over and over again. So, you know, to answer your question, we really haven't changed the length of practice, but we have changed it up a little bit. But we've always kind of been, you know, pretty good about, you know, we'll hit, you know, pretty much on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but Mondays and Thursdays are really pretty low-key and we're, you know, not full pads. So we're always staying up and trying to make sure that we're at our full health as much as we can be for a Friday.
All right, so Central and North Friday night out at Central Stadium, kickoff set for 6:30. Joe, we really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best this week in preparation and certainly the game on Friday with Central.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Joey Parody. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Primetime Pub & Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This North Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.